Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
This is it. We rolling. Hey, everything is everything. And you motherfuckers can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. Don't forget my name got two D's in it. For a double dose of this goddamn shit, I'm going to be talking. I fucking put all them damn books up. I'm writing on another book right now. Well, I'm not really writing on it. I'm rewriting it because I haven't really read it in like a lot of years. But the journey continues. That's what I'm writing. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of creativity going on with me right now. You know, and first, call in. Talk. Let's talk. Call the fuck in. Press one. Let's talk. Because I got hella shit to say. But I also got hella advice to give. All you got to do is want it. If you want it, call in 657-383-0809. And when you call in and you have a question, make sure you press, okay, goddammit, you motherfuckers is coming at me right now. Come on, 347, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? It's Leslie.
Leslie, what's happening?
Everything is everything. It's a beautiful day outside. I just want to call and check in.
Hey, bro, you know, I don't want you calling to check in. Call, press 1 because you got something to say or ask because this ain't school. This ain't no conference call. It sounds like it because you hear me and people do check in. I mean, but they got something to say, got something to ask, all right? Hey, and I thought you were supposed to call today, but you didn't, man. So I don't know, you know, you said okay. But anyway, let's talk about that later, man. I got your number now. I didn't have it, else I would have called you.
All right, dope.
616, what's up?
What's up, Rosebud? This Cameo.
Cameo, what's happening?
Nothing much. I just had a question about something you touched on last week. I wanted your advice. You were talking about getting at a lot of women, and you might have to talk to 999 before you get that one. But what about if you get to, like, 539? And you know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, man, check this out. Don't fucking play games with me because I fucking said you might get right when I was saying that, 999, you know, and I said you might get the bitch on the first or the second one. It don't
right.
matter what number you get her at. It just matters that you got her, and that's all you're concerned with. So once you have her, you starting over as far as once you get her, you know, as far as you get her where she cool and you can, you know, go back to getting to work. I'm saying shit. You know, it ain't
right.
no number. So I stopped you because it ain't no goddamn number. Don't get hung up
mm-hmm.
on no damn numbers. I told you definitions and all that bullshit. That's why I don't like them. Because people get hung
mm-hmm.
up on those words. When shit happens, not exactly like that. It ain't a perfect world. So if you think you got to go through 999 women before you get the point I was making, see, you don't even know what the point. The point is,
no,
one
just,
bitch.
I was just.
No, man, no. If you was just anything, do it with stuff that makes sense. Don't do it with
okay.
nonsense. Is what I'm saying. I know what you was doing. Well, what if you get her earlier? What? Fuck that. Whenever you get her, you should have got that. And you shouldn't have heard no
right.
numbers. And if you heard the numbers, right, you should have heard what they meant when I was using them, because it didn't mean 999. It meant if it was 10 and I spoke to 9. It meant if it was 40 and I spoke to 28. It meant all of that, man.
Right.
It meant anything you could think from that, as long as you understanding when you get the broad, everything start over once you get her cool, because that was my point.
Okay, I got your point now.
All right, man, cool. All right, you guys. You know, goddamn, why I can't close this mic? I hate this fucking, oh, there you go. I hate this computer that I got. I use my desktop right now. But, hey, what I'm saying to you guys, man, I'm not, you know, interested in just talking to y'all. See, because I got so much going on now that I could be idle right now. So my point is that I ain't trying to hear no bullshit. Not that I don't want you to call in, but I'm really, you know, cutting it short. I ain't trying to hear no shit and no explanations, because if you knew, then you wouldn't be on the show. That's all I know. So, now, you know, we're talking about relationships. You know, well, actually, on this show, we talk about having bitches. You know, what we going to do? And we be talking about having these motherfuckers and keeping both of our nuts. You ain't got to sell one of your nuts because you want to have this broad. I just don't understand, y'all. You know, I'm like, well, fuck it. I know you guys know a lot, but do you know, besides listening and understanding and being able to follow instructions, the second rule to the ABPs, always be playing, the second rule of it is you got to, you must be able to execute in the field. You can't be one of these cats that just know everything because he read it and got all the answers right, because that motherfucker got to go out in the field too. Now let's say me and you is on a team and we some snipers, and I know you only have one shot. Because if you take a second shot, you give away our position, and we liable to get killed. So I got to trust you. I got to trust you just like you got to trust me. Now, if I'm shooting, you can trust me. But if you're shooting, and I know, you don't even follow through with what it takes to really be a man. I mean, you don't even do what it takes to be a man. You don't even want to keep your nuts being a man, talk to a hoe, whatever you want to say, man. I don't give a fuck how you say it. I'm just saying all you want to do is, I don't know, whatever you do. My point is, man, you got to understand, if you can't depend on yourself, I can't depend on you. And you can't depend on yourself making deals. If you make a deal with a woman, you'll make a deal with a business situation. And if you make the wrong deal with a woman, because that deal is the hardest deal to make in life when it's about your terms. Because as long as you're making the deal on her terms, then that's the easiest thing in life. But we're not talking about that, because that's what y'all already do. That's why y'all always lose. That's why y'all motherfuckers sit up and wonder how to do it, how to do that. Hey, and when you get told, you don't do it. You do some version of it, some watered-down 21st century scary motherfucking version of it. And what I'm saying is, you do that and expect to get the purity that I got. I'm talking about when I fucking got what I got from the game, it was because I represented, period. I wasn't trying to, be cool with people. I was trying to be cool with motherfuckers in the game. And if you wasn't, fucking damn you. But no, you guys want to bring all this new wave bullshit into it. And, you know, the women can be this, women can be pimp. Man, it was madams, it was bitches, bull daggers way back when I was out there. God damn it, that shit ain't new. It ain't no new time. Them motherfuckers couldn't say shit because we didn't let them. Bitch, I know you got some bitches, but you better not say nothing. You better not try to come to nothing pimps go to. No, you motherfuckers let bitches. I even read some on some Jimmy Starr, nigga my age, giving something, and this motherfucker talking about pimp ass. Man, that's why the nigga ain't shit. Because they believe shit like that. I don't believe that goddamn shit. I wish I would go to some shit like that. That's why I don't fuck with that shit. Ain't no real shit. You motherfuckers out there claiming this game, faking like a motherfucker, then you're going to get mad at me because I roast your motherfucking fake bullshit. Then you want to stop supporting me, which I don't give a fuck. Because I got other shit going. I'm sure you've been on Facebook. You've seen them 10 books I put out. Man, that's only half of my arsenal. I mean, come on, man. I got a lot of shit. And if you keep fucking with me, you will see how to have a lot of shit. You don't see me sweating outside talking about going to work. I go to work in my air-conditioned place because I know how to play my motherfucking mind that's going to make me make some money. I ain't going to sit up and play no goddamn video games or whatever the fuck you guys be doing. And when I do get action at a woman, I ain't going to let her catch me. Bitch can't tell me a goddamn thing. The only thing you can do is shut the fuck up and listen and let me have you or not. And hurry the fuck up if it's not. I ain't trying to take no long time. You know, Jesus Christ, you hard. Hell yeah, I'm hard. That's why I ain't got but 9 motherfucking bitches. Nah, you want to be number 10? Yes or no? Quickly. Come on. Because it's pimping with me. I ain't scared to tell you what time it is with me, you motherfucker, even if I only got 2 bitches. Because I didn't even tell them that. All that shit I was just telling you was some shit I was talking to let you know is pimping going on up in here, and I'm liable to have 10 bitches. Can you stand it? And the bitch might say, no. Well, get your motherfucking ass out. Pop, I'm popping a lot. I ain't finna play no games with the bitch. Talking about, you out of pocket then, bitch. Break your... man, I know I could do that kind of goddamn shit if I wanted to. I ain't finna motherfucking let a bitch think, you know, that she done lowered me that low. Then I'm gonna need whatever the fuck she got that she didn't want to pay me with. You punk motherfucker, get your ass out. I'm going to pull over, pop the locks for you. Have a good, merry motherfucking day, but be on your way. Now, then I'm going to ride off feeling great. And some other youngster or whoever going to see that bitch, you know, 2 hours later, charge her for that money, whoop, and I'm going to hear about it, and I'm going to be glad for that motherfucker. I didn't say the bitch ain't supposed to be charged. I ain't motherfucking charging the motherfucking bitch because I want a bitch paying me willingly. Game will allow me to charge her, but since the game has already blessed me, Rolls Royces, motherfucking Pave jury, I'm talking about a bunch of hoes, a big fabulous house, a bunch of cars them hoes drive in, a bunch of goddamn apartments they work out of. Shit, the fuck I need to worry about some little broke-ass bitch, $700 or whatever the fuck she might have. Bitch, take that shit. Get the fuck on out of here. So, what I'm really talking about is where I'm coming from when it comes to this shit. Because I believe what I'm talking about. I believe this goddamn shit. And that's what we're going to talk about, developing your motherfucking belief. I talk about beliefs and all kind of shit several times a year. But it's different shit. This is another kind of belief I'm talking about. I'm talking about both of them require, all types of belief requires you to be committed to what you claim your goddamn beliefs are. Since I claimed years ago to be a pimping ass motherfucker, my beliefs about pimping hoes, slam rules was those. Everywhere I went, I wore tailor-made clothes, because diamonds and every other motherfucking thing I had was due to me. It sure was. I had that mentality. I had that mentality because early in my life in the game, I developed my belief. And developing your belief requires you to be very fucking committed to what you claim. And that's actually simple to do. Once you start, actually, the way to do it is to be conscious of all the statements you make during the day so that you'll live up to them. You have to be conscious of every fucking thing you say, so whatever you do as far as doing it, you ain't half doing it. You do it to the max. You gotta be that way. You have to keep in mind that I'm fairly aggressive, but, you know, my approach may not be your cup of tea, but you have to have an approach to life. You just can't be out here like y'all think. You got to have an approach. Now, you can believe this or not, I could give a fuck, but when I say all women want this degree, the degree that I'm displaying as I talk to you now, they want this degree of confidence in a man when you speak to them. They want it. But you guys are arrogant. You guys aren't confident. You say shit at the wrong time. Bitch, give you plenty of action, and it's time to say this. You ain't got nothing to say. Man, if you don't read bitches like that, then you ain't even talking to the bitch, because she reading you like that. She sure is. You don't, excuse me, you don't have to be as aggressive as I am. But you just can't be weak. And believe it, no matter how you get your way, the broad is directing it in the way you guys roll. See, if you say, look, I want to do this, she's allowing you to do this because whatever her reasoning is. Women spot this shit right away. I'm talking about no matter how good you are at faking your buddies out, you can't fake them bitches out. Not when you start fucking with them. See, most dudes today, when they get ready to get at a woman, they don't know what the fuck they're going to say to her. They just going to wing it. They going to, you know, go up and just play it by ear. Because what? They didn't call so many bitches, they know what to do? Man, this is the reason you motherfuckers are so scared. You don't even fucking know what you're going to say. Okay, man, I talk shit. You know, I ain't got to have nothing to say as soon as I see the bitch. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, you talk shit to a motherfucker like me, but I ain't got no pussy. My hair ain't long enough. So you don't talk like that to the bitch. And if you do, all you're doing is talking bullshit. You're not having a conversation that's substantive and that's going to captivate and engage this motherfucking bitch as long as your lips is moving. I know how to engage a motherfucking bitch. So, I mean, matter of fact, I always be telling my motherfucking, you know, motherfuckers in SW what to do. Do this, woo. It's so simple, woo woo. You know, they go out this, that, you know, they do 6, 7, 8 times. Man, come on, man. You know, something made me say, man, let me just show these motherfuckers. Now, as I'm, you know, walking my dog, I know I'm gonna see some fucking woman. My motherfucking students want to wait for the right time. They want to wait for the right bitch. You know, everything got to be perfect. That's why these fools ain't never caught. Because I know am bitch is the right bitch. Shit. So as soon as I recorded this shit, because that's what they got to do. And, oh, y'all thought I was going to tell you what? They be, No, I'm slicker than that. But any motherfucking way, I recorded this shit. And they record 6-7 different recordings, and none of them be right. Bam, I put that motherfucker on and did that assignment, let them hear it, you know, where they could hear me and shit, where they could hear the bitch talking. I mean, shit. Then I posted it in the group so they can hear how it's done. Because you know what? I could give a fuck what a bitch say to me when I'm talking to her. Because I only care that her response is responding to what the fuck I said. Now, whatever she say, responding, I don't give a fuck. Because if it's some smart aleck shit, I'm going to handle that. If it's some going along with me shit, I'm going to handle that. If it's some kind of shit that she may need a word or two of convincing, I'm going to handle that. Because what I'm saying is I'm prepared. I'm always playing my hand. And I know if that bitch ain't responding to me, I damn sure ain't finna respond to her. Shit. Bitch asked me about titty juice. Oh, I'm talking about a motherfucking car driving down the street. I wish I would start talking about titty juice. Well, whatever the fuck that bitch start talking about, you ain't finna lead me nowhere but to your goddamn heart. Now, if you want to lead me there, I will follow those instructions. But other than that, you got to be following mine, because I'm certainly leading you to my heart. Hey, I talk so much goddamn shit, the bitch can't even help but like me, and I don't say nothing slick. I never say nothing slick, some shit, slick-ass shit this bitch then heard or know that is, that's what people, oh man, I wish I would use some of that shit. I'm so fucking elementary with what I say, you know, I'm damn near saying, baby, you have to like me. I'm bringing it to her like that. But I'm bringing it to her with this, you know, mastery of conversation. And I'm saying all the things. And it's like we're actually in a boxing match. And she thought this about me. And I'm showing her with my jabs and my moves. You know what I'm saying? And then I sock her one time, you know, make her be quiet because she was finna open her mouth. And she, I just do that shit, man. Everything I do is some kind of game where I could fucking win. If not, goddamn, I'd be bored as fuck. I don't even have no job. Shit. Going to the goddamn Walmart, something got to entertain me about it other than whatever I'm going there for. Because 9 out of 10 times when I go to Walmart, whatever I was going there for, I didn't forget. So I got a call by one woman and I said, what the fuck, you know, was I coming here for? Because it ain't that I'm crazy. It's just that when I get in my car on the way to motherfucking Walmart, I start thinking about so many things. And I'm writing this down while I'm driving, and I'm recording this while and shit, by the time I get to Walmart, what the fuck was I coming for? But I love that shit. That's the best kind of life for me. Because, see, I want to be doing something. I want to be held responsible for what the fuck I do. I don't want no motherfucker, you know, fucking with me and not thinking that I'm willing to be held responsible for what I say and what I do. Because what I'm saying, this is real. What I do is just as real. I ain't going to say one thing and be doing something else like a lot of people, like most people. I just don't do that. So let me just, I was getting ready to say something, but I'm not going to say nothing. You know, I got on my site, my AskRosebud.com site, some things called tools. And they are exactly what to do to create your own genuine conversations. Complete with me having a mock conversation with myself, not a woman. But I do go through the basic steps in so many situations, in a restaurant or at the library or somewhere at the park. I mean, I go through, she with a group of girls, I go through that one. You know, she with a dude, I go through that one. Because it's an art to getting at a woman that's with a dude, and the art of it is you don't ever say a word to her. Oh, you guys are so slow. But real motherfuckers really know that we know this shit. That's why come we get to have bitches. You know, nah, we don't pull her right off the dude's arm. We just be so intriguing. Because, you know, bitches, when they recognize you sharp and you ain't talking to them, oh, they going to hot nose. They going to try to overhear the conversation. And, of course, I know this. So I'm talking a little low, but I'm definitely ain't talking too low because I want her to hear it. And all this shit she thinking she's stealing is just me catching. Because when she see me again, or she see me without that sucker, she going to want to talk. And what I'm going to do, not talk? Shit, come on. I'm going to catch because I know how to catch. I don't be going to no club or going out to catch because I know you catch when you least expect it. I don't go out looking for no bitch. I learned that shit. See, you guys just found that out. But I'm sure I said it in plain English. And let's see how many of you can do it. How many of you can go out and catch without even thinking about bitches? Hey, you know what? My students got to hear it because in the end, only it wasn't even three. Might have been 3 minutes, but I don't think it was 3 minutes. In the end, you could hear in her voice, she was ready. And you know what I did? I said, girl, I got to put on my track shoes and get the fuck away from you in a hurry. Because what I'm saying is this. Once I see I can have you, I ain't really trying to have you. You got to come at me now. And I'm finna go. So the only thing that can happen for baby is she be lucky enough to see me again. Inadvertently, because I just inadvertently walked up on her. I don't care. That's what I can catch. You guys put your existence, your identity, you put all that stuff on catching or not. And since you can't catch, you don't have an existence, and you don't have an identity. So why not fuck with me and get some game? Hey, man, the way I hit on bras, you know, I use what's going on around me. I use anything they say. You know, the hardest bra for me to talk to is a bitch that be quiet. Well, she ain't the hardest, but I'm saying I don't really like talking to them. I like talking to motherfuckers that talk, especially when they think they got something to say. And I just be smashing them. And every time I smash them, I bring them along a little further and tell them what I'm talking about or why I'm saying whatever I'm saying. Because I'm a critical thinker. And I'm going to critically think for her. And I'm going to give her all the little tidbits, hints, woo-woop, so that she can come to the same fucking conclusion that I already have. Because that, my friends, is how you catch. If you don't bring the bitch to the same conclusion you at, how you gonna catch her? Simple, but oh so devastatingly powerful. See, this is what happens when you have an arsenal 20, 30 years of conversation in it. And I could call on any goddamn thing I thought of or anything I knew I can call on it, because that's another thing that happens when you're really an alpha motherfucker. You be doing so many things so all the time, you think you be the forgotten motherfuckers, but because your mind is so active, and it, even when you're tired and go to sleep, your mind is just active. That's one negative about being an alpha motherfucker. You can't sleep, because even when you goddamn go to sleep, you're thinking. But shit, you know, you got 20, 30 years over shit in your mind always going, and anytime you need to pull off to this goddamn over here and get this, you can do it. As a matter of fact, I have so many conversations that I don't even use the shit anymore. They so scrambled up in my mind, and I could take one word from this one and another word from that one, and they come out in a brand new doggone arsenal. Because I know. See, an arsenal ain't no goddamn words. Shit. And I know the motherfuckers at SWU know what an arsenal is. And that's something for you guys to learn. But I will explain this. An arsenal is a set of a set conversation, maybe not exactly in words, but it's a set conversation you're going to use. Almost every time you talk to a bro. Actually, every time you talk to a bro. Every time you talk to your boss. Every time you look for a job. It covers all those bases. And you guys tell me, what? How can you say the same thing to a broad, to catcher, that you can say to a boss to say you doing whatever the hell the boss asking you to do? Well, if you guys was really curious, you would want to, you know, deal with that SWU, because this game that I got is like a knife. It'll cut you. And if you don't know how to handle it, you're going to cut your goddamn self. That's why you have to be, you don't have to. You could be wherever you're at. But it's best to be at SWU so you can get the real abba-dabba. See, because that's what I do. I give you the real abba-dabba so you can see that, hey, you got it. It ain't no guessing. I make it where it's very clear that your motherfucking ass got some game. Why? Because you didn't did all the assignments that leads up to having game. All the shit that you run from in the streets because you scared of game, but you keep talking about you got some or you want more, but you're afraid of the goddamn shit. The motherfuckers at SWU, they believe me, they scared of the shit too. But you think I care? If you want to get out to school, get on out. But if you want to stay in, you better do this shit. That's what I tell them. I don't tell them like that. Of course, I'm a doggone professor. I speak way, you know, educated. And, you know, I say everything quite appropriately for my class to listen. But my point is, I'm both motherfuckers. Don't forget. I'm that motherfucker out in the streets just like you, and I am the scholastically achieving motherfucker, too. I got game, and all I want any of you to have is not kiss my ass because I got some game. I just want you to fucking get some game yourself so you can know how to talk to these bros, so we can some kind of way bring the realness back to it. I mean, check my tools out. You know, they are priceless when it comes to getting a template, a working template on how to kick it with women. Each one of them are different. But what's beautiful is each one of them are identical, because you can hear the arsenal being used in all of them. Because like I say, arsenal is not words. It's not words. When you spot a woman and you want to get at her, even though you've had women in the past, you want to think to me, I think like it's my first time. I never fucking think, since I am who I am, she ought to know who I am, woo, 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 and then kind of miss this, miss, I don't, each one of them, I know they don't know me, and it's like the first time I met whoever, and I'm finna cover all the bases with my arsenal, because I know an arsenal's not words. You know, if you're paying close attention to a woman's every move, and you can start predicting little things that she's gonna do. And to me, you know, paying attention to her every move, that makes me get this feeling that I want to pounce on, baby. Not to hurt her, but to pounce on her with this conversation I got. And then, you know, I got to, like, be cool because I can't pounce. I got to play my motherfucking hand, and I got to say everything that I know is going to lead her to what I want in the end. And the only way I know this is going to happen is if I know what the fuck I'm doing and I know what the fuck I'm looking for. If I don't know what I'm looking for, I guess I would think that she's going to tell me, okay, it's time, you can have me, it's time to get me now, come on. No, she don't do that. She expects me to have the wherewithal to kick it with her. So, beta dudes, when they, in the middle, when they like hunting, they'll ignore all the signals, every signal from women that he received, because he's not fully in the mentality of hunting or you know, trying to catch. Real motherfuckers are focused like I be. You just don't know, man. I be at some, well, I take that back. When I was younger and really focused on having bitches, I would be at the damn joint, wherever. One of my partners come up, start, say whatever. I said, man, I can't talk to you right now, man. Oh, man, why? You just standing there. No, I ain't, nigga. I'm at this bitch. What bitch, man? Man, that bitch sitting over there. Man, I didn't look at her two, three. Man, I'm at the bitch. This nigga, okay, man, I'll talk to you later. Hey, man, I'm at, because, man, that's how serious a motherfucker is. If you ain't that serious about this shit, you ain't got no business being in this shit. And just in case you didn't know it, women don't become your prey until you are actually conversing with her. Because, see, like I say, when real motherfuckers like me, we be focused when we out on the prowl and we be looking for, you know, for my prey. Or our prey. But my point is, just in case you didn't know it, just because you're looking at whoever don't mean that motherfucker is your prey. You have to start a conversation, and then once you do that, and she starts showing that you're engaging her, then she becomes your prey. She do not become your meal until you've gone a little further. As much as you need to learn to watch and listen to women, you have to learn how to mold your statements to entice her. Basing everything you say on her own words. And this is really important because you can't catch if you don't do this. And believe me, I don't catch it every goddamn time I talk to a woman. But as far as if I wanted to have a long conversation, I do catch every time. But see, I have something in mind that I want done. And if this one don't show me she might, you know, possibly be one of the ones that could do what I, you know, want, then I don't want to have no goddamn conversation with her. I don't give a damn how nice she is. You know, I ain't trying to understand shit about your life. And when I say listen to women, I don't mean let them lead the conversation. What I mean is when she responds to your lead, you have to listen to her to read her. You have to do that. Okay, I'm going to say this, and you take it how you want to take it. But the best way to learn how to mold your words to mirror her conversation is to fucking listen to her. Because you want what she say, which she's really used to. You want her to hear those words that she's used to, only using them for what you want. And you have to be really paying attention so that you don't misuse her words, because if you take her words and make the wrong kind of statement with them, you're going to turn her off. So you have to pay attention. Did you guys know, hey, look, I ain't going to keep talking to y'all, but anyway, did you guys know this much science goes in to catching? did you have anybody? Come on, somebody click one. Let me talk to you, because I see I'm spending so much game. Y'all just going to be quiet. And ain't going to say shit. Now, if you just want to be like that, okay, 616. This is Cameo. Cameo, you from the goddamn school, man. I don't really want to talk to you, man, but I am. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just listening to what you were saying. I tune in all the time, just to let you know. I tune in all the time just to listen to what you're saying and keep learning. You know what I'm saying? But what you were just talking about with the woman, she would taking a conversation and listening to her, she would say something or do something that will let you know what you should say or do in order to catch her.
Of course she will. Are you asking me that, or are you saying that?
No, I was just calling in to make a statement.
Okay, because that's true. If you pay attention to who you're talking to, you'll know exactly what to say to them. Even somebody like your damn boss. But what I'm saying, the difference between your boss and some woman, as far as knowing what to say to either of them, whatever you say to your boss better be based in truth on it, as far as what your job is about. And whatever you say to a woman better be based in truth as far as you as a man. But it's the exact same thing for either of them. It's just different subject matters. And that's how sharp we got to be. Yeah, like that, man.
Yeah, because it's about, like you say, keeping both of your nuts and learning to stand on your principles. And if you compromise your principles or your integrity, that's how you relinquish one of your nuts.
Hey, man, as you going out, man, you know, all the time, man, you know, representing what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm actually.
No,
on
man,
because
I can hear you not, man. I hear it as you talking. You not. I don't believe you. You not. I'm telling you, man, you got to get out there, or else this shit is going to be like anything else you just learned. You're going to fucking forget it. Get out there and catch. Now, I'll tell you what. The dudes in this semester are more likely to catch than the motherfuckers that was in your semester, because I've realized a lot of other things that I'm implementing in this semester. And I'm actually just getting into it. I ain't all the way into it, but like the fifth and sixth week, I am going to be into it. And what I'm going to say is that shit. If you want to, man, you can come in the motherfucking class, you know that, and do that shit, man, because I hear in your voice that stuttering shit, you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. Hey, I'm telling you, man, and your laughter tells me that I'm correct. Now, you have to be honest to verify it.
Yeah, right now I'm at a point where I'm just trying to make it a habit of what I've learned in SWU instead of going
I don't have a violin small enough to stick in this goddamn phone to help you tell me this sad ass story. But what I'm saying to you is fuck all that. Take your ass out and do what you're supposed to do. Or, like I said, bring your ass back to the school and just be an alumni, and just you can get the shit. I ain't trying to cut you off. But believe me, the next semester you ain't going to be able to just come back. But there was people in this semester that I have that, let me turn this up, was in their last semester. But I'm just saying, it's up to you. I ain't trying to talk nobody into shit. I got somebody else, man, so I'm finna go. But be cool.
All right.
Hey, 347, who is this?
Yeah, what's going on? It's Leslie.
Okay, what's up, man?
All right, so I had a question. You ever had a situation where you're speaking to a broad and she's scary herself. She's acting shy. And her body language is opening up, but the mixed signals is just the mixed signals is something you have to get around. You gonna have to elaborate on that for me?
Yeah. You know what? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you fuck with her? I mean, you already see she's scary. She's shy, giving you mixed signals. Why would you try to do something with that?
Because I'm hungry.
No, man. No, that ain't what you're doing when you get hungry. What you're doing is putting yourself in jeopardy because all this bullshit that you not paying attention to could have your ass in jail. And whether you know it or not, that's the main thing you have to worry about, fucking with bitches. And you have to understand that if they showing you something that you can read, be sharp and go for what you've read. Don't be one of these fools that have to get caught up and then talking about, oh, man, I seen she was shy and sending me mixed signals. So they got you in handcuffs now. Ain't that a bitch? Fuck that.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying, or do you want to explain what you was doing more?
No, I understand exactly what you're saying.
You're supposed to be being sharp. You're not supposed to be being hungry. And if you are hungry, hey, do you think lions don't ever get hungry? And if they do get hungry, are they going to get in the water with a bunch of alligators to eat something? I doubt it. They could be hungry as fuck, but they know they ain't going to do the wrong shit because they may become dinner. You be saying, or what you saying, is that you was hungry, so I overlooked this shit that I saw. That ain't what you learning, man.
Mm.
Is it?
No, it's not what I'm learning.
Well, go out and do what you learning. Because I'm telling you, man, I didn't tell you half of you guys this, but when I told you damn near the motherfuckers didn't finish from the first semester, most of the motherfuckers I blocked. I ain't having you poison the goddamn class with weak shit. So I'm talking about people, you know, so whoever it is, Dave, I talked to him, told him the same thing. You know, I ain't having that, man. I didn't want to tell y'all that I blocked them or kicked them out the class because then you'd be all paranoid. But at this point, and you ain't doing, not you, I'm not talking to you, but I'm saying at this point, and you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing, what the fuck am I losing getting you out of the class? I'm saving myself a whole bunch of headache because all you're going to do is call, have all kind of excuses, half-ass do the assignment, have 10 minutes, like Dave had 10 minutes of talking to some bitch. Man, please, I ain't with it. So we got to get sharp, man, because I'm telling you, the fifth week change. Shit changes. Mm. Ain't none of this babying going on. Hey, I got to get with the show, man. So let me put you back in. Now listen, the things that I'm telling you, the reason I'm telling you these things is because you got to know how to utilize them when you spot them. Man, you just have to understand. When a broad say something, you try to use a few of her words in your answer. And you kind of take those words that you heard and make it personal. Now, what I'm saying is, I don't know why she would mention the word brown, but let's say she did. Maybe she said she had, you know, I don't know what she would say using brown. But, oh, some brown furniture, whatever. I don't know what the fuck. Brown is one of her favorite colors. And you know what? Immediately I would say, baby, that's probably because of those eyes you have. You have some of the most beautiful brown eyes that I've seen. And they look like they're inviting me into your world, and I won't end. Whatever the fuck I say after I say them brown eyes, give her that little, you know, compliment, I'm getting at her. She listened to me. I know she listened because I mentioned Brown. The actual line you use is not important. But the fact that you use words that she used is in her mind and is a point in your favor. Now, what I'm saying is you need to know what's going on in a conversation. And that's where your arsenal comes in. Because if she's not following my arsenal, then I have no business talking to her once I see that. And if I do talk to her 10, 15 more minutes, 20 more minutes, 30 more minutes, an hour, and leave and feel charged, I should, because that's on me. I did get charged. I don't do shit that I don't want to do. When I get past that initial greeting type thing and I start making a little comment that's finna, you know, go sexual, if that's the case, when I get that far, and that ain't like no 20 minutes from now, that's like 90 seconds into the goddamn conversation. See, when I get that far, I fully know what to do because she's into me and what I'm saying, because I done already said some shit that should have turned her little ass off. But the way I said it, you know, she just is intrigued. And I know this. And I know how to do this. I know what she's going to say. First of all, I know what I'm going to say. And, you know, I developed so many things to say. But I know what I'm going to say. So to me, it doesn't happen 100% of the time. But to me, I automatically know what she's going to say because I know what I'm going to say and I know what I expect to hear in response. And anything similar to what I want to hear, I'm going with. But, of course, since it's similar, I'm going to take it and clarify what she talking about versus what I was talking about using my term. And if she's, you know, on the same page, I don't give a fuck what she said or how she said it. I'm going to let her know, oh, yeah, I see that. You know, yin and yang, whatever the fuck I say, I'm just going to say something so she can say, yeah, you know, and smile. Then I know I can go with my next whatever I'm finna say. I got a system that works. And you guys out there claiming to want to be pimps really need it. Because how you going to catch? And you don't know how. Really successful pimps all use this system, their own version of it, but we all use it. Because how else are you going to get successful if you don't use what it takes to catch a broad when your whole livelihood depends on catching broads? Man. I mean, it seems like that simple, but it's not. You guys have a hard time with it. And I'm not really laughing at y'all. I'm just laughing at the fact that it's so simple. So, once a motherfucker, first of all, I never allow how many women I've spoken to before I speak, this one I'm speaking to. Otherwise, if I didn't spoke to 50 women before I run into this woman. And all 50 of them rejected me in a cold way. Shit. When I run into this woman, she'll never know I've been rejected 50 times because I'm acting as if she's the first woman I spoke to tonight. And I'm using my method. I never allow how many women I spoke to that rejected me bother me, because the only thing that's important is they all have to be into me for me to even want to even talk to them. That's my thing. If they don't show me that because of whatever, I'm nonchalant. Well, fuck you, bitch. Be nonchalant with the next nigga. I ain't putting up with that bullshit. You know, once they start to converse with me, as a well-schooled man, I have to take the lead in the conversation and add humor in it wherever I see fit. Because I know I'm leading, and she, I also know she wants to be led. And you about to be led on a wild goose chase and get played if you listen to her fucking ass or if you follow her ass. Anytime a woman is trying to play you, she's going to tell you something about herself that requires you to volunteer your help. You better believe that. Or she's going to say something that she requires you to be empathetic with it. Not sympathetic, empathetic. Yeah, well, I could go into that, but I really ain't finna go into that kind of shit. I go into that kind of shit in the course. But let's just go further. Because what I'm saying is, how do you develop your belief system if you don't fucking know all these little things that we're talking about tonight? I'm saying, when a broad start telling you about shit, I don't give a fuck what it is. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't volunteer to do it. Don't even maybe sympathize, but don't empathize with anything she's saying. You got to deny it in a joking way, but you got to be stern if she persists with the request. You know, otherwise, she asked me something that, to me, she shouldn't ask me. Ain't nothing disrespectful, but something about money or paying something for her. You know, I say something like, damn, girl, man, I knew I shouldn't have wore this shit tonight. And then I start kind of styling, and I say, this shit make me look like a sucker, don't it? And then, you know, I crack up. Because, bitch, I got to look like a sucker for you to ask me some shit like that. That's what she get from that. And right there, I'm checking that bitch. And she ain't going to really feel like I smashed her until she start thinking about it later on after I'm gone. You know, the important thing is she get the message without me having to say shit to her about it, because she's following me. And this is what I mean when I say you have to be sharp to catch a woman. At this point, she's following me. She's wide open for me to say something that, you know, is going to interest her. So maybe I'll mention something about this weekend, something I was thinking about doing. You know, make it kind of where, you know, I ain't sure I'm going to do it, don't really have whatever the fuck, kind of making it sound like an offer. But before she accepted, see, I'm going to mention the bra. Let's say I was saying something about going wherever this weekend, and, you know, I'm talking about it and woo-woo. And I see she listening, and maybe 2 or 3 seconds after I make the initial statement, I'm going to make sure I mention, yeah, this goddamn Phyllis, she's been wanting to go to this shit, and I'm going to take her. You know, I'm going to mention Phyllis's name. See, that's going to, like, throw this broad. The reason you do this to let her know, I ain't no sucker for no pussy, baby. I got women. And you got to let any woman you talk to know you ain't afraid to be open and let her know you're a desirable man. You're just not afraid to let her know you're dealing with women. You got to do that. And the way you make it acceptable is to say, I ain't going to get with the first woman I see or the first woman I like. I'm going to be in at least had me 300 or 300,000 women. That way I'll be able to choose a good one. When you make sense to a woman after you done said something like that, see, they'll make sure, I mean, not make sure, that they'll see that you're making sure that they're not a sucker for that you're not a sucker for pussy. Now, they're going to still try to get you to be their doormat. But as you show them little things like this, all in the course of you talking to her, see, she's going to see a real monster, the kind that she likes. She's going to see the kind of monster that she wants. And I'm telling you, most women, see, put it, you ride with them or whatever, you're talking to them, kind of a date, but not really. But in this situation, they know y'all just in the friend zone or whatever, which I don't be in it, but so you'll know what I'm talking about. I'll say the friend zone. See, most women will tell you something that, you know, makes them seem to be a little insecure. But I'm telling you, that's only so you'll offer a compliment or two. And this is how they get you to stoop down so they can put their foot on your back and gently press your body to the floor so that they can wipe their goddamn feet on you. If she's trying to see if you like her, and let's say she says something like, you don't really act like you like me. Man, the worst thing you could do is respond to that. Don't respond to shit like that. And if she continues, you might have to tell her something. You know, and if that's the case, you ain't finna tell her off. But you're certainly going to tell her that she don't need to tell you that kind of stuff because you're not responsible for her doubts. You got to be cold like that. And she going to say, dang, yeah, but she getting the message. Don't bring this, you know, shit expecting me to go for it. No. If it's something you really have to say about something, you will say it. And, you know, I'm going to say what I got to say, but doing this kind of shit is going to show her you ain't, you know, one of them weaklings that she's been used to dealing with. Think about it. Matter of fact, let me ask you a question. Can you or can we agree that I know some shit that you don't know? And if we can agree to that, I wonder, can we also agree that I got a perspective that you want to acquire? Now, the perspective I have and can give you is how I caught so many women in my life. But you have to be willing to deal with what I'm talking about. There is no precise way to go about what people like me be doing because, you know, we're talking about women in general. And there are so many differences. But you got to think of it like being a doctor. Initially, you got to run tests on this patient that have these symptoms. But after seeing the symptoms, you know, a few times, you're going to be able to recognize those symptoms and you're going to be able to make a good diagnosis. You still may have to run some tests to be sure, but what I'm saying is it's not going to be new shit to you. And that's how dealing with women is. Even if there was precise ways to deal with women, things just wouldn't always happen by the book. We have to accept this shit. If you going out trying to catch, you got to accept this shit. Excuse me. Everything we talking about is going to be filtered through your personal experiences. When you learn something, in order to fully make it something you can use, you can't pigeonhole yourself by making it mean this, the definition only. Because I'm telling you, doing that stuff is just not going to apply to everything that you use that's using that word. What's really something to me is how you guys allow people who know nothing about you tell you how to live. And you don't even really think what this person is telling you, but since it makes heck of sense, you start doing it, you know. I don't like you to do that with me. You can't say what I say. You just can't say what I say and think you're going to get the same results. You can't do it. And I'm not trying to have you do that. You know, people get in touch with me and ask my opinion on something they're about to do or have done. And, of course, I'm going to say this or that about it, but that's only because that's how I am. I always, you know, have something to say. And if you follow me, you'll see and hear. I don't tell callers what to do because, to me, that's counterproductive to what I'm actually trying to achieve. If I want to achieve confident building shit, I would refrain from telling people what to do because you aren't going to get any confidence by knowing you can listen to what I say. You're going to get confidence dealing with your shit with what you think. And that's all I want. That's all I want. That's all I ever want is for dudes that do deal with me to doggone be serious. Now, ain't getting no calls. And I'm wondering, what's up? If you don't have nothing to say, I ain't mad at you because I've been thinking maybe, you know, this we might not need this one. My Ask Rosebud have 3, 4, 5 times what callers what than this one has. So I'm saying y'all ain't got much to say, so maybe I should go. Matter of fact, I am going to go. Hey, you guys, hey, check me out Sunday.